Cougar season.
Today's the day of smells.
What do you mean?
Smell my jacket.
Fire?
That's the fire.
From where?
24th and Q fire.
Oh, did you go? Yeah, that's right.
I went and watched a fire today.
How'd that go?
Well,
should we turn this on before you say this?
Felt like a slacker. It's already on.
Oh.
You only have learned nothing?
What have you learned? I don't know.
There's a chair. Yeah.
So, where was it exactly? 24th and P? So right down the street. Q?
Yeah.
It's the sound of a trash bag being crumpled up so I can dispose of it with me later.
We'll return it to your weed dealer.
So he's not a dealer. Oh. That's the thing about it. It was just some guy.
That's how normalized weed has become.
Thank God.
No dealers.
It's been about time I got to that point. But my point is this. So, Q24,
yeah.
What was on fire?
Three houses.
Three houses?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did they all go down, or were they all just...
They were still standing. One was a frame, kind of. I think it was being rebuilt. And that was torching. But it was just, you know, it was just all the 2x4s and everything. You didn't really, there was no real...
Right.
Interior.
Wow, you got a lot of smoke on that jacket. That's impressive.
I already washed my other clothes. I forgot to do that thing.
Wow.
So I should probably not even have that in my house.
Was it exciting at all, or...?
Yeah, kind of. It was weird. And then there's a house next to it. It looks like it probably could have been...
Living?
On the list to be now.
Oh.
To be done. I don't know how long it had been burning before I got there. But it's funny. I don't know. I mean, you don't know how it started, but you know, they were burning from the roof through the roof.
Wow.
And then the one next to that, which was like a place that had probably been recently remodeled or refurbished or re-something.
Yeah.
Was going up too. And then I think there's one more like on the other side.
Wow.
On the corner, because it was right on the, I don't know, who cares, south...
That's so strange, because, I mean, what's going on in South California right now.
Yeah, and then it just really hits home, man.
I shouldn't
No, but nobody's in there.
I shouldn't be laughing about fire damage, property damage, and lives being threatened, but...
This really makes you think, yeah. No.
Dude, just...
It was kind of weird.
It really makes me think, just seeing how many fires going on in South California right now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's...
I wonder if that's what, like, caused this fire, like...
Dude... Philip Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson had to evacuate.
Yeah. I just wonder if it was like, you know, somebody got pyro fever. You know, because pyros are...
Apparently some of those were a...
Weird group like that.
Pyro, hello? Wrong number.
You answered it anyways.
Because it looked like my sister's number.
And
I don't have that number memorized, but it's like a strange area code like that just was.
So there's a bunch of fires. It was kind of a weird scene. Like, I saw it. I was driving home from Jimmy's. And I saw it on the way home. I'm like, oh, shit, I'll have to go check that out. So I called you. Because I'm like, yeah, we should check this out so you can see it for the show.
And normally, I would have been like, dude, I'm on my bike.
Yeah. So we'll get to that later. So I don't lose my train of thought and actually not finish the story, which I'm sure we have done before.
You called me.
We're offenders of not finishing trains of thought.
You called me. Season.
Yeah. I called you, and then you're like, blah, then you call me back because I woke you up, but I was like, I didn't have my phone on. But interesting, wow. I get a new phone ring, which probably that means nobody will call yet. But I couldn't hear it because, you know, I was standing, you know, 10 feet from a fire truck watching a house burn.
And I hadn't listened to the message yet, so I had no idea.
It wasn't on vibrate. Yeah. So I'm standing in this, and it's like, you know, I felt it too. I walked up and there was a little bit of excitement because, like, wow, I don't see this very often, you know. Home's burning, you know, right in front of me. But I was like, you know, I shouldn't be smiling. You know, you're a little giddy or whatever. But you kind of get over it. You're like, well, I get over it because I'm like, you know, this isn't funny. It's home's, you know, house is burning. So I just stood there and watched it after a while. And then, you know, you talk to the people around you a little bit because it's a... You're all experiencing a common event, so it's okay to talk to strangers a little bit. But these other people are like you know, smiling as they walk by, and it's like, oh, isn't this great? Not really. There's polluted like hell, and it stinks real bad, and
yeah, but it's like something happens. Yeah, in Sacramento. Isn't this great?
Yeah. People are smiling all over the place and laughing. It's like, and one of the guys is like, now we'll see if their training pays off. Really? So you're rooting against the firemen.
Basically.
To be, you know, and I think it was a transit worker.
You know what? We need
like
to say,
rooting against the system that he works for.
We need to put it a different way. He was rooting for the fire.
Yeah. He's rooting for the fire. And he's got it, and he's this fat dude wearing his regional transit shirt. Oh, yeah, because, you know, you bus drivers. Such a, I could learn your job in a day.
And that's a lot of routes to understand, man. The times.
Yeah. Turns. Looking for that sign on the street with your bus's number on it to stop at.
You got to learn how to, the stopping distance of a bus.
Yeah. You always get to stop somewhere where there's no cars.
You also
got
to learn how to, when someone's not ready to get on the bus, like the exact second you're ready to go, be able to leave and have them look up going, you ass!
Yeah. Because you have to stay in time to wait at the next stop.
Exactly.
You know, because, you know.
Because God forbid you're late, like you always are.
Yeah. Like getting to work.
I called the bus company one time, RT. I called the comments and suggestions number, and it was during the day, and there was actually somebody who answered. And I was like, I got a great suggestion for you. And she was like, well, what is this regarding? I was like, it's regarding fiscal responsibility in a way you could, like, maybe cut some costs on the budget and, like, save a lot of money. And she was like, that'd be great. We'd love to hear about it. And I was like, don't print any bus schedules. You know why? Because you guys are always fucking late, and I'm always fucking late to work or wherever I want to fucking be. So the bus schedule is irrelevant. Just tell people to go and wait at the stop, because eventually the bus is going to come along.
Yeah.
If you want to get where you're going, plan your trip 2 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise, the bus schedule's bullshit.
Really? It's that bad?
Yeah.
We live down on 45th.
When I lived down in the pocket, I would sometimes take the bus, because it's a 50-minute ride to get downtown on the bike. So it's like, sometimes I would be like, you know what, I'm just going to take the bus. And if you miss, here's the thing. The idea of a schedule is that the bus is supposed to be there at that time or later. Not earlier than the time posted, you know?
So
when the bus rolls by earlier than it should ever possibly mathematically be able to be at your spot.
Which is 20 minutes. Wait, but the bus comes by, what, every 10, 15, 20
It depends
minutes?
On what route you're on. Some routes are every 50 minutes, some routes are every 15, some routes are every 10, every 45, every hour and a half, you know? Yeah. I mean.
So, see, we went from the fire to the
I'm
bus
sorry,
schedule.
RT, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Fault. That's my fault.
That's all right. It was a good story, though.
I'm just saying, those RT people, that's why they're fuckers. That's why he's laughing at people's homes going down in fire.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's like a state employee.
Yeah.
No offense to Dean. Dean's a wonderful person, a state employee.
Yeah, he doesn't work with the buses. No. Oh, so anyways.
He works for the Department of Corporations, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, we'll want to talk about that later. He assesses. Oh, and the other thing that was amusing at the fire gala. I thought it was weird to walk your children by a fire.
Were there people doing it?
Yeah, like strollers and shit.
Like to see the fire?
Yeah, but like, you know, children have more delicate lungs.
Yes, they do.
Than adults do. So I would not bring my child anywhere near, even for my own amusement of looking at the fire. I still would not, like. So that was one thing. The other thing is people are standing outside smoking across the street from the fire.
Oh, well, yeah. Perfect time to smoke. You're not polluting the air.
Exactly. Wrong.
What are you talking about?
You don't need
the fire is already polluting the air.
Yeah.
Well, what harm am I doing by smoking a cigarette?
You smelled the smoke.
I did.
Yeah.
That's my point. What harm is a cigarette going to do?
Yeah, but you're already inhaling tons and tons of... Hey,
exactly.
Hanging out smoking, I mean... I don't. Okay, but you're just doing that to be counterpoint... Dude...
I'm just saying, what harm is that doing? Harm to them more so, obviously, but I mean...
You're
being
a poisonous atmosphere.
People are idiots, Jeff.
Yeah.
People are idiots.
But you're saying, like, what harm is that doing? Well, that's...
What harm is that doing to the environment is what I'm saying.
Well, what the fuck says it was doing any harm to the environment?
Well, who are you... What, you care about these fucking idiots who are fucking smoking cigarettes in front of a fucking burning house? You give a fuck about them? I mean, are you honestly saying
really,
you give a fuck about them?
You gotta calm down, because I never said I cared about them either.
I'm just wondering where you're going with the whole, you know, I mean, why are they doing it?
Why are you so keyed up, dude? Yeah, that's the whole point.
So, I mean...
What's wrong with you?
What is your point?
Are you high?
No, I'm not high.
That they're standing out smoking in front of a fire. I mean, it's...
They're going to die quicker.
That doesn't seem odd to you.
It does not at all.
Okay.
It does not at all. I tell you something. I am so used to people doing the
demented
most stupidest...
Demented and sad, yet social.
The most stupidest, idiotic thing people can do. I'm expecting them to do it every turn.
Okay, can I have a smoke?
I can't quite breathe in this fire. Yeah. I need a cigarette.
You got a smoke? I actually saw somebody bum a smoke.
That's my point, though.
That's hilarious. That is my point, too. Why are you arguing if we have the same point?
I don't understand why you're so surprised.
Because it's... Maybe it's not surprise, but I'm just pointing out something stupid I saw. Like, yeah, you're smoking. Dude, I freaking remember leaving to go over there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm leaving my smokes here.
Because I'm going to get plenty of smoke while I'm there.
Yeah. Why would I need to bring my cigarettes to a fire?
Just...
Yeah. Well, there's not enough noxious chemicals in the air. Good time for a smoke.
Yeah. If you're trying to quit smoking, but you're worried about the DTs, you can always just go down to
It's not just a bonfire that you're camping or something. It's a massive 3-4 home fire.
Oh, yeah, it's not just bonfire.
Billowing black. I mean, dude, it's like the smoke, the diameter of the billowing smoke was, you know, 50 feet across.
The chemicals alone with inside a house fire.
Yeah. Carpeting.
Carpeting, paint.
Paint, bleach.
All that shit.
Drano.
The tar on top of the
roof. 409 tar paper.
Yeah, just...
The
nasty,
shingles.
Nasty shit.
Yep. Yeah. And I washed most of my other clothes, like, right now. I'm like, God, I can't even wear these. And I had to take a shower, because I couldn't just lay down and sleep, because it stunk so bad.
Stunk, yeah, exactly.
You know? I wish I didn't sit on this couch. And then I clean my... And that's about the whole fire story.
That's the impressive part, by the way, that we have a couch in Mad Rooster Studios.
MadRooster.com Studios. And there's this older dude, like, office guy, you know, California casual business or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I probably think it's arson. I'm like, yeah, it's probably an arson. I mean, why else would this house just light up during the day? And then the four houses caught up at the same time. It seems a little weird.
It does.
You know? And, you know, when they were all still intact. They were pretty close together. But anyways, so this dude, this white guy with dreads, he has a freaking chin dread, like, down below his... I've never seen him in town.
The ponytail thing?
Ponytail, chin dread, down to, like, his nuts, and then... or longer.
I have seen him.
Yeah, and then he's a red-headed, dreadlock dude. And then he's got him all the way down. And the dude next to me is like, well, there's your first suspect right there. I'm like, man, that's some good old-fashioned prejudice right there is what that is.
Good old-fashioned.
And I was being prejudiced because I expected to see, like, tattoos up and down the dude's arms. I think I saw, like, one small one, which kind of surprised me. Because I'm so used to seeing white dudes with dreadlocks now covered in tattoos.
Or piercings. Mm-hmm. Or both.
Hey, how's it going with all that shit in your face? Can I work out for you? I haven't said that to anybody yet, but I like saying that to everybody else. Yeah. Want the shit in your face?
That's my wife.
Yeah. So I'm kind of
No, I like the way you're twisting it
back.
You're tuning it in, you're bringing it back.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because there wasn't a lot of pierced people back then.
No, there wasn't.
Now it's like a big deal.
But you can't say it's because of Pulp Fiction, I hope.
No, that was so long ago. That's 13 years ago.
I think it just started to become, you know, the whole tattoos and piercing thing just went hand in hand, and now everybody's got them going on.
I do have two tattoos, never a piercing.
Somebody asked me the other night, you don't have a tattoo? When are you going to get one? And I was like, dude, I'm 37 years old. If I didn't get one yet, I don't think I'm going to be getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Why not?
Somebody said that to you?
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean, why not? Because I don't want one.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I don't want one. Huh?
You had pierced ears, didn't you?
When I was like 15.
Yeah.
For like a year and a half, because, you know, Back in 85, it was kind of hip to, you know, the U2 thing was going on, Bluey's some, you know, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You know, get a fucking piercing, you know, you're all right.
So you circle jerked a few times since everybody else was doing that during Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Fucking A, man. We used to have these massive circle jerks, 36 guys, except one guy who we had blindfolded, and we'd tell him, we're all going to whip our dicks at him, jack off together. And then we'd all get clothed and let him take the blindfold off and get ready.
With the lights off.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, ha ha ha, you thought we were going to jack off together. Mm-hmm. And then once he ran away in disgrace, we jacked off together. Into a big cup, which we had to promise.
But he didn't know that.
No, he didn't.
If you lost, you had to drink it.
If you lost. If you were the last guy, you had to drink half of the cup. The other half was saved for the prom queen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or the rugby queen.
Well, the rugby queen was a dude. But, you know, whatever.
Outstanding. So it was the big fire day today.
I'm still standing.
You know, I noticed a recent trend in film where the hot British actresses are all named Kate.
Yeah?
And Kate Beckinsale, Kate Winslet, Kate Blanchett, and Kate...
Kate Anderson?
Winslet, Blanchett, Beckinsale. I thought there was four.
That is four, isn't it?
Blanchett, Beckinsale, Winslet.
And Kate Catenson?
Kate Catenson. There's another one. But then there's the Americans, which are Jessica's. Alba, Beale, and Simpson.
You're right. The Europeans are whooping her ass.
Yeah.
As far as dramatic
not hotness,
goes. Not
dramatic
hotness.
Ability.
Dramatic ability.
Because Beckinsale is the only one that really holds a candle.
You're right.
To a Beale or an Alba.
But she doesn't have the dramatic prose chops, as it were, of the Blanchett or the
Winslet.
Yeah.
There's another Kate, too. I just can't damn remember it. This week's contest, if you can think of the other Kate.
That's right. No one comped in another contest.
They didn't hurt it yet.
We
haven't posted that episode yet.
We do have two
yet.
Fans, by the way.
Besides you?
Why did you have to say that? What do you mean, besides me? It's not me.
Oh.
I'm not a fan. I'm on the show. Why would I be a fan?
Oh. What's the fan's name?
Renee.
What a clever ruse.
And Dean.
Dean? Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Right on. That's where I have to get more people on the show in order to have more fans. That's how it worked on the Shano and Hefe show.
Well, we're going to get Dean on the show. We're going to have him guest spot, and we're going to have him do a song for us.
You got to write a skit for that.
Do we have to?
He likes skits.
Does he like skits?
He wants to do a skit.
Okay, well, we'll write a skit for that.
At the Hot Cross Buns
reenactment? Consider it done.
We did the Hot Cross... Did we do the Hot Cross Buns one on...
No.
Did we do it on Shaun and Hefe?
I don't know. I haven't listened to all the shows.
That was a great story.
Forget Hot Cross Buns. I'll make a whole new skit. A brand new skit.
We'll have a skit off. I'll write a skit for two people, and then you write...
I'm going to write a skit for three people.
That means rehearsing.
No, it doesn't.
First base.
Center field. Hat trick! What?
Third base. That was who's on first.
I was...
Hat trick center field.
I was doing my own little inside joke, see, because I know you don't like actual references.
You can't have
recognize.
An inside joke to yourself.
Sure you can. With you can. Because... God forbid you do something so blatantly a low common denominator and get hosed for that.
Oh, I know. Did I tell you my new nickname for you?
What's that?
It's LCDNT.
LCDNT? What is that?
And it's Cheap Drunk and New Teeth, but LCD is like lowest common denominator. So it's lowest common denominator new teeth.
No, I'm Hispanic too, so it can be
los
common denominator.
Los common denominator new teeth.
It works.
LCDNT.
But yeah, I think either whether we do a skit or whether we just get him to come in here and just fucking rap with us. Either way, it's going to be great because he's going to be coming in and do a solo acoustic performance at
the same time. What if he steals our thunder?
He's not going to... Shut the fuck up.
He's pretty funny.
I know you're joking.
I don't want my thunder stolen.
I know you're joking. If you don't have the huevos...
I have to bring my A game.
If you don't have the cojones to roll, you're nothing.
To bring my A game.
Bring your F game. What's it matter? It's your show.
Yeah. I can bring the B... I could bring a triple A, you know, like maybe a Richmond Braves game.
There you go.
Not so much a Colorado Rockies game, you know.
But, you know, something that might get runner-up in the league championship series.
I'm not going to go down to the Batavia Mudcats.
No, you don't want to do that.
But, you know, Richmond Braves would be good.
I didn't realize Richmond had a team.
Yeah, Richmond Braves.
Well, obviously. You
as far as... That's the last I knew when I still lived in upstate New York with it.
Oh, that Richmond.
I don't think she means Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, yeah. I knew they had a team.
Or the Richmond... England has the Richmond Flames.
I thought you meant Richmond, California, where you were stuck in the train depot.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought you meant for a second.
That's funny. I never connected those three cities together, although they have the same name. They're so vastly different.
They are.
Richmond, England lies outside of London.
Which
my friend Greg Russell played baseball.
And people speak funny there.
But he played baseball for the Richmond Flames.
Wow.
Was the name of their team.
You know, that sounds like a hockey team, not a baseball team.
Because it was the Atlanta Flames.
Well, because of the
Calgary Flames. You
know, but I mean, Flames...
They're in Calgary. They started in Atlanta, then got moved to Calgary.
Flames, just as a whole, just sounds like a...
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a faster sound, you know?
Yeah, and the fire and ice thing, too. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, kind of like a juxtaposition, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're so hot on the ice.
Well, they figured all the good ice metaphors were taken. So let's just go the whole other way with it.
Albuquerque Cubes.
We'll start a new genre of naming hockey teams. You know, Nordiques with whatnots.
The Nacogdoches Crushed Ice.
Yeah. I'm still upset there's no more Whalers, because that is a great name.
It is a great name, because it's also, like, regionally specific.
Yeah.
Or was, until we made Americans stop whaling.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, because, I mean, it's like...
You know, now the price of krill... The price of krill.
Or the price of krill.
The price of krill has shot through the roof. And I can't get my krill for a...
I think that lousy
Rainbow Warriors of Greenpeace.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the whole krill thing's got me down. I should have bought some stock.
I think people should have bought some krill.
You know what? Here's a personal tip. Invest in krill futures.
I think people forget that if they want to save the earth, they should get on board with the whole capitalism, globalization,
commodifying
thing, because the quicker we kill off humanity off this planet, the quicker the planet will be able to heal itself.
We look how MadRooster.com Studios is interested in using the planet.
And it's interested in your ideas of the way we can help ourselves get off this planet,
need to come out
kill ourselves, or fix the problem. You decide, but have an opinion, or fuck off.
Yes, they will be issuing a mission statement.
They'd better.
Next episode.
I have a feeling we're going to hear nothing in our email, much less we don't have voicemail. So.
Using the planet.
Hey, I know no one listens to this show. Every once in a while, maybe someone like looks at it or something, but here's something. If you actually listen to this bullshit, 916-308-4005. I'll repeat it. 916-308-4005. Call me and give me your opinion.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how it sucks.
That's Joel's helpline.
That's right. You actually have to watch that?
Give me your social security number, too. Ocean 12.
Oh, my social security number is 527-208-460-BLEEN.
Yeah. So, we'll go with, how about we wind up with Ocean's 12? I'll do Tefe's movie review corner.
Did you already watch it?
Yes, I have. Have you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ocean's 11 was actually
Ocean's 11 and a half?
The original Ocean's 11 was actually about Ocean's 11.
Right.
Them as characters in a story. Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12 are not about the members of Ocean's 11.
It's a heist movie.
Yes. It's about... Ocean's 11 is about Julia Roberts' character, and Ocean's 12 is about Catherine Zeta-Jones' character.
Right.
They're the only two characters that experience a change in the whole movie, whereas the Ocean's characters always stay the same.
And they're just like backdrop.
Yeah. So, don't look for... But that's not. But they call it something else than
don't
actually
look
what
for
it
huge
is.
Huge character exposition.
It's how Ocean's 11 gets George Clooney a girlfriend, and then Ocean's 12 should be called how Ocean's 12 gets Brad Pitt a girlfriend. Because that's pretty much what happened.
They should be both called stylish crap that's palatable to watch.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it wasn't like a decent film. Like you couldn't sit through it. I'm just saying, realistically, it's you know yeah. It's crap. You know, it's just yeah. churning something out.
Clever lines.
Everyone's going to have a good time making it. We get to go to these great locales, have a huge budget. We're going to make yeah. a lot. Everyone's going to make a lot of money, and yeah. we're going to fill some contractual obligations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's about. And I don't have a problem with that. I just, you know, I think people should be more upfront about that. I have a thing about honesty. I don't know why.
Well,
honesty doesn't sell anything.
Hollywood doesn't.
I know. No, not just Hollywood. Corporate America doesn't.
Politics.
I'm just saying, honesty doesn't sell.
No, which is why I was not a great salesman.
Which is why you're not a great politician?
Still not, yeah. No, I'm not a great politician because I don't...
I remember that time we took those two milk crates down to the Capitol while they were having those anti-Republican rallies, and you stood up and made your peace. No one listened to you because you're speaking honestly.
I didn't do that.
I know, I was lying.
I didn't get to look at Dick Cheney either. That was bullshit.
I know.
I'm like, you people hate him. Can you fucking move? Because I like the guy. I will be happier.
Nobody got a shot at him.
I will be happier if I see him. You will just be more enraged. So
but no one got to see him. Yeah. You know why? Because he went into the undercover thing, the underground kind of parking thing under the convention yeah. center or wherever, and got
the Hyatt.
He got the secret escort under the catacombs to wherever he was going to yes. speak. You know,
whatever it was. It was cloak.
No one was going to see him.
Thank you.
That's
can I, whatever it was. It was cloak and dagger. It was. It was very clandestine because it was Dick Cheney, and apparently everything the Beastniks think he's involved with is clandestine. So your portrayal is very accurate. Clandestine. Took me a long time to get that word out. That's what clandestine
means. Well, it's not a secret anymore because it already happened, but...
You ever listen to Jim Rohn? Because I am forced to listen to him.
Unfortunately,
co-workers?
Occasionally.
Yeah. I can't stand him, really.
I can't either.
He's not the worst ever, but he's not...
He's up there, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, a lot of times, what he does to keep a show going, to fill time, is he'll use his mental thesaurus. It's irrelevant. I can't think. He did it like the other day. So he said irrelevant. It's inconsequential. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. So just like, what are you reading a thesaurus?
Hey, you just fill up a good minute and a half yeah. just by telling you five different versions
yeah.
of the same word.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. So he's just nailing. He's just hitting each demographic. You know, bang, bang, bang. He's like going Moe Juste on every, you know, grade level out there. So fucking impressive.
He is. But what's most impressive to me about Jim Rome is the fact that he can talk like any other East Coast radio sports guy on some bullshit AM station. Talking like this. I get my voice really raspy and I talk at the top of my diaphragm.
Yeah.
It doesn't really...
I'll hit that later.
That...
Diet.
That's right. You gotta put in a bunch of catchphrases too. You know?
That's Jack.
What are the clones saying? Smack. What's the clones take?
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking hate him.
Yeah, he sucks. That's why.
Fuck you, Jim Rohn.
You know why we hate him? It's not because he sucks. It's because he sucks. He's making good living sucking.
He is. And he's also...
We're jealous. I'll say it. I'm jealous.
And he hedges his bets, and you can just point anything out you want about sports and be right. You can like, that's why people argue about sports. They don't realize that they're not wrong. It's just that everybody's right. That's why everyone argues about sports, and they're just stupid because... Dude, that's the whole point of... That's why everybody feels they can argue about it, because no one's wrong.
And that's why...
Because you just mentioned one little fact. Well, he hit 333. Well, he got freaking... had a low on base percentage. Well, you're both right. So why are you arguing?
All that stuff you hate about the NFL shows too. I mean, the stuff around the games and all the stuff hyping the games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all bullshit. And like with the college ranking system and all that shit that you hate, it's like, the fact of the matter is, I was thinking about this the other day, is that all this stuff, all this hype, all this crap, it's about the fans, and it's about generating interest, and it's about gambling. I hate to say it, but it's about all this other stuff that has nothing to do with the game or the enjoyment of the game, but there are enough people who are so into that, that's why they do it, because there's a market for it. You know? I wish there wasn't as well as you do, but that's the way it is. And I'm susceptible to being caught up in the bullshit,
mm-hmm.
whereas you were not. You know,
well, hopefully,
I'm weak in that way.
I want them to have enough channels where I can, like, have ESPN Zero, where it's just a game.
Just sports?
Just a game. Can I get ESPN...
ESPN Zero?
Yeah, ESPN Null Set.
It just, like, flashes advertisements on the screen.
Hey, dude, whatever.
And then, what I'm saying is, and then other than that...
They could frame Home Depot around it, as long as all I do is watch watch the sport, the game, and nothing else.
But I'm saying, like, it's
I don't want to listen to Tim Buck,
They flash advertisements, and all they have is a guy calling the game. Not the color commentator, just the guy calling the game.
They're
telling you what happens, and you can turn him off if you want.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they get their advertising, but if you want to, you can just watch the Null Set. Just the what's happening.
Yeah.
What is the actual occurrence? The field.
Yeah. Me watching a game.
Well, you don't get that these days.
No. Someday.
I wonder how long we're going to have to wait.
I have a dream to enjoy sports in America. And on that note,
we're calling it a night.
That was Cougar season.
Thank you. Thanks for listening if you are.
Garcia. Turn me upside down and inside out. You can make me feel the real deal. And I can give it to you anytime because you're mine.
Sex Bomb, Palace Orchester su Radio Monte Carlo. Avevano rifatto un po' di canzoni famose, tra le quali questa Sex Bomb di Tom Jones. Modo particolare di cantare, molto divertente.
Ridacchi, tu ridacchi e mi fai...